Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts of the University of the West Indies Cavehill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, May 31, 1951, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on several incidents of cane fires across the island. These occurrences were becoming a major headache because during that period, sugar was still king and the bedrock of the Barbados economy. Concerns were raised that these repeated fires would thereby rob the island's coffers of much-needed revenue. During the week under review, 9 cane fires had destroyed 65 acres of canes. Two nights earlier, on Tuesday the 29th, a fire at River Plantation in St. Philip burnt 13 acres of first and second crop ripe canes. They were the property of Messrs. De Costa & Company Limited and were insured. Another fire at Cloverleaf Plantation in Christchurch on the same night burnt 5 acres of second ripe canes, which were also insured. Over at Fairy Valley in Christchurch, 6.5 acres of second and third crop ripe canes, 4.5 acres of first crop ratoons, 3.5 acres of trash, and 1 acre of sourgrass were burnt. They were insured and belonged to Oldbury Estates Limited. At the time, burning trash from around the canes was touted as a way to increase the speed of reaping. The excuse had been offered that in the course of the reaping season, the amount of trash on the canes prevented the cutters from reaping as quickly as they would if the trash were burnt off. So for example, it was said that a cutter could reap 5 tons of canes burnt in the same amount of time as he would reap 3 tons not cleared by fire. But advisors described this as a lame excuse and, quote, a reflection of the standard of intelligence on this island, unquote. Additionally, they maintained that setting fire to the fields of canes merely to clear the trash was no legitimate reason. The newspaper reminded readers that cane fires were not unique to Barbados and that Trinidad had experienced a similar occurrence. As seen in the neighboring Caribbean country, the practice had caused such harm that that government had to introduce a motto as a reminder to its people that the burning of canes was tantamount to setting money on fire. Letters from that island bore an official stamp that read, quote, "Do not burn our land," unquote. The Advocate editorial submitted that Barbados ought to follow suit and adopt a similar motto or else, quote, "The people that burn canes would continue to rob each and every one of us of something to which we are all entitled," unquote. The suggestion offered by the Advocate was to adopt the motto, "Less fire, more money," or simply, "Don't burn on your own doorstep." The growing issue of the burning of canes and its ultimate impact on the island's potential revenue was highlighted in reports in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, May 31st, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.